The dream economy is here. Are you coming? Welcome. My name is Catherine Morrison, and as I've coached countless online entrepreneurs into six, multiple six-figure and $500,000 businesses, I've learned a lot. One of the main things is that I'm not just here to help you create a high quantity of money. It's actually pretty easy. I'm here to help you do that through the highest quality money imaginable. That means activating and amplifying your unique frequency to take your being and form it into a magnetic, sharply differentiated brand that has clients dropping in out of the sky, salivating to work with you specifically, not someone who does that thing you do. I'm here to help you open the channel for the creation that wants to come through you, where growing your business and building demand comes from razor-sharp business precision, and business growth is always tied to an expansion of your pleasure. Expanding your mind and your nervous system to create more, receive more, and be bigger in visibility and impact in the world than your rational mind ever imagined possible. This isn't matrix business building. It's business building through soul ascension. This isn't just business coaching. This is the timeline to your destiny. Are you ready to play? Welcome to the Ascension Through Entrepreneurship podcast. Let's get started. My beautiful soul family, how are you all feeling today? I am doing so good. I'm getting ready to go to Italy for 10 days, which is so exciting. I'm ditching my entire family, my husband and my kids, and it will be my first time leaving the country since before the pandemic. And it's actually kind of hilarious because I'm going to Italy for a retreat, and this retreat was something I bought before the pandemic. So it was as a celebration. It was right after I had hit my first $100,000 in my business. And I bought the retreat as a celebration for myself. And then that was right around when the pandemic hit and the retreat was canceled. And then I think it was rescheduled the following year and then canceled again. And so now here I am, I guess we're like 2 years later. And it's so freaking wild to think that just 2 years ago, I was just so over the moon about my first $100,000. And since then, the business has generated its first $1 million. And our first $1 million year is right around the corner. So freaking fun. And that's a perfect segue into today's topic, which is around money. The amount of money you are making right now in your business and the ease with which you are making it is a direct reflection of your current brand. Remember, brand is just your current identity. And so if you're not creating the amount of money you want or feeling the way you want to feel while you're creating it, your next evolution will require a rebrand, a change in your identity. Now, I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but for those of you joining in this coming launch of the Accelerator, which holy cow, by the time this comes out, it will be just 1 week away. It's so fun. And it's the last time for you to join us this year. So you guys, y'all better get in here. So we will collectively be turning our focus towards this topic specifically, you and money. What's happening or what's not happening? And exactly why. So for our calls in the Accelerator from October 18th to November 8th, we are going to be taking all of the stuff here on the podcast today and then diving deep into it and where you're at on it specifically. And you can raise your hand for coaching every single week to get help on exactly what's happening for you. And our entire community will be doing this work together. Because listen, everybody, just a few years ago, I was signing clients for $100 per session. I wasn't even an energetic match yet to sell beyond one-off sessions, like selling a longer-term package that I knew was in the best interest of the client and their transformation, because I was not aligning myself to desire, to soul. I was aligning myself to fear. I was aligning myself to fear that people didn't want it. I was aligning myself to fear that they would reject my offer, and therefore I made that mean that they were rejecting me. I would align myself with, you know, feeling rejected. That would be unbearably painful. And so I didn't want to go for what I truly desired which was to be compensated well and to do what was in the best interest of my clients. So this is the first thing we want to look at. Are you pricing your offer for what you truly desire and for what is in the best interest of your client? Or are you pricing to try to avoid something you don't want? As in, you don't want anyone to say no, and so you price your services so low that people say yes, because it's an amount that's so low that they're willing to just lose the money if it doesn't work out. It doesn't require them to believe in you or themselves or to stop and consider the value of what you're offering. It's just so low that their thought, whether consciously or unconsciously, is like, not a big deal. Just willing to lose that money if it doesn't work out, not a big deal. It's like they would gamble it away easily at Las Vegas. Like that's an amount they could just lose on the slots and they wouldn't care about. So their approach in buying then isn't that they're making an investment with you and your craft. Their approach is they're willing to take a gamble on it. And I want to double click into this here for a minute, because when you price yourself an undercharge because all your energy is going towards not being rejected, you become an energetic match for clients in that vibration. You're not all the way in. And so, of course, if your energy isn't all the way in, you're an energetic match for clients who also aren't all the way in. I know firsthand, guys. I remember in my early days of coaching, because this was where I was in my energy. So I was attracting clients that were quote unquote trying coaching. I was in the energy of not being sure if people wanted coaching. So I was attracting clients who weren't sure that they wanted coaching. But my prices were so cheap that they were willing to gamble on it. And that became the energy that cemented the entire coaching relationship. Clients who canceled calls or just didn't show up, clients who were half-hearted in on like both the coaching relationship and their goals, which obviously meant they were creating lackluster results. And it was frustrating beyond belief to just feel like I was going in circles. And like, I think about it now, it's so interesting. So many people before they join the mastermind, they have hesitation. And because I'm an energetic match now for my pricing and my mastermind, and I attract very high-level clients, but it's like, their potential is high level. But if there's a hesitation, they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go all in. Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to like really be serious about my dreams. Like that's the thing, right? So it just shows where they're at, where their energy is before coming into the container. And obviously, if that's like the lackluster energy that they're currently pursuing with their goals and their dreams, like my mastermind isn't like, it's the shift, right? Like it's them making the decision to come into the mastermind is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take myself seriously. I'm going to go all in, right? They're just using my mastermind as the circumstance to help them make that shift. And then that's the thing, right? It's that energetic shift within them that then makes them an energetic match for what they actually want. And then they start creating all these amazing things. Now, one of the things we look at very closely in the accelerator is patterns, because the work in the accelerator is coming into alignment with what you feel called to do with soul, which is very different from being in alignment with your patterns, with your fear, with your doubt, with your insecurity. And when we see a pattern happening out in the world, like we seem to just be creating the same kind of, maybe it's like a non-ideal client over and over again. We always have to look at where are we the common denominator? Because there's plenty of other entrepreneurs that have like entire client loads full of dreamboat clients. So if we're noticing that we're attracting something vibrationally, we've got to start to look at how am I creating that? What is it within me that is an energetic match that is attracting this thing that I soulfully don't desire, but I just seem to keep calling it in? And for me, early on in my business, when I looked at it, I was not pricing my offer from desire and from what I felt soulfully was possible for me. I was pricing my offer from my conditioned patterns and my like, let me price so low that they don't say no. So that was creating an energetic match that was not in alignment with my highest potential. It was not in alignment with clients that I really wanted to be working with. And so I was pricing from fear of being rejected, fear of not being good enough, insecurity around my ability to do good work. And when you're branding, marketing, and selling from this conditioning, these patterns, conditioned mind patterns, you do not come into resonance with someone's soul. When you brand and market and sell from conditioned patterns, then you tether, you end up energetically tethering to other people in the marketplace and their conditioned patterns and their conditioned, right? Like you're just mind to mind. There's no connection to something deeper, to something soulful. And voila, right? Often this creates a client roster full of people that you will not feel lit up from the inside out to get up, right? If you ever wake up in the morning and you like have clients to work with that day, and it's like, oh, like you feel deflated, you want to look at that. And then you want to look at like, how did I create that? If I'm not on fire for the work that I'm doing, and I'm not on fire for all of these clients that I have attracted in, how am I creating that? Or if you're not creating clients, that shows you're currently not an energetic match, right? And here's another thing. Sometimes this creates clients that you do actually enjoy working with, but then you're undercharging so severely that even though you like the people, you end up feeling so resentful about the amount of work you're doing and the compensation you're receiving for it. And this is not like, I think there's nuance here. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Like there's some pieces of like ego and entitlement, and you always want to clean that up versus like, what is just from my clean, where my energy is, what is a match? So if you're not a match for your pricing, what we need to look at is remember, you, my love, are the entrepreneur. You are the boss of all of these things. And this isn't like the days of being an employee where you just had to kind of like sit like, whew, once a year, I get to sit down with my boss and I get to see like, did I do a good job? And my boss is going to tell me, did I do a good job or not? Do I get a raise or not? They're going to be like, they're going to tell me what the capped percentage is. This isn't like the world of corporate where you're tied into salary bands of like, okay, you have to be here. Like I have family members that they work at companies that even though they're highly qualified, there's caps on how often they can be promoted and what percentage salary bump they can receive at each of those times that they get promoted, right? So they end up managing people who are making a lot more money than them. And this is like oftentimes when you see people leave companies because they've, it's almost like they're getting like dinged for being there a long time and for being loyal. So it's like, oh, if I want to get paid because of like the current like strategy that my current company has, I have to go outside of this company in order for me to be able to make more money. Although maybe your preference would be to stay there, right? But remember, we're not in that world anymore. You get to make as much money as you want. The sky is the limit. You can go as high as you want as an entrepreneur. And so you could wake up tomorrow and you could raise your prices from $200 to $200,000. That's totally within your realm of like, you get to decide to do that. Literally nothing is stopping you. You get to decide. Which brings me to the next thing I see, which is people pricing from ego and pride when they haven't done the inner energetic work to become an energetic match to their pricing that they're putting out into the marketplace. Because some people, their patterning is, oh no, I can't raise my prices because then people won't buy and I'll make that mean that they don't like me and people liking me is the most important thing. So I'm just going to stay really little. But then other people, I particularly see this when people were successful in corporate and then they come into entrepreneurship and they feel entitled from ego, from an egoic place to charging a lot of money right out of the gate. They come in and they'll do one of two things. Their pricing is high, but not from a place of abundance and connection to their ideal client and being an energetic match, right? But from an egoic, I should be paid this much because this is how much I got paid before. Now listen, this is you. I love you, sunshine, but nobody fucking cares about your LinkedIn resume around here. You are now
I love it. I was coaching a client the other day in the Accelerate. I have so many people that were so successful in corporate. And they're like, this is very weird because I was like a master at tracking patterns. I just figured out how the system worked and I could play it like a fiddle. And I'm like, welcome. Entrepreneurship is the wild and you build the system. It's a whole new world. So if you're priced high, but it's from a place of ego, a place of unwilling to budge pride, then you will also be unwilling to do a lot of things that will be required to actually get your business off the ground. Because people who price from this pattern, this egoic pattern of the pride of the ego, they have that driving. That's not just driving. How we do one thing is how we do everything. So that egoic drive is not just driving the pricing decision, it's driving many of their other business decisions. So I often see like they're going to price, they'll have a high price on their website, but then they're unwilling to go out there and post on social media because they feel like they're above it, or they'll be unwilling to go out to the networking events because they're above it. And these businesses with this pattern, what I see in this like type of like particular pattern is the businesses will often look really good. Like the website is slick. They've gone out, they've gotten their logo. Like they have all of the like quote unquote traditional branding stuff, but they do not have the branding work the way that we do it in the Accelerator, where you actually become the vibration so you can actually get the result, right? So they do all of the outer work so that they can look impressive to the marketplace, but their inner energetics are not aligned. And so they do not book clients. Or if they do, it's like very infrequently. I also see this pattern of overpricing your offer when you don't have strong belief in your offer. And so you put your pricing, you put your amount on your website, and then what you tell yourself is like, you're unwilling, right? You put your pricing up there because you're unwilling to have a conversation with anyone who just isn't willing to pay that because honey, you're worth it, right? It's like all of those like charge what you're worth. It's such a silly thing. Right? So that's like what the brain is telling you. It sounds so good, right? It almost sounds like a really powerful boundary, like you valuing yourself and your time super strongly. But if you peek under the hood, I have seen under the hood of this pattern many times, very often it's a total lack of belief in the value of your own services or belief that there are people in spades that want to pay you for that. And because you're so deeply insecure in all of the like worst possible things that could happen, it's like getting onto a sales call. It's like, oh my gosh, I would totally, in a sales call with someone, if they had uncertainty or insecurity about the value of my services, I would then react from pattern and my pattern is my insecurity and I would collapse, right? And so people to avoid that, they're like, I definitely don't want to have that discomfort on a sales call. And so they don't do the inner work and they put their amount on their website and then they continue to not do the inner work. And then what's funny is, they had the subconscious belief that people didn't want it for that price, but it's not because people don't want it for that price. There's definitely other entrepreneurs and businesses that are the same, charging that much, making tons of money in the marketplace. They just haven't done the inner energetic work to align to be an energetic match to their pricing, right? So like they're showing up and in their marketing, their entire like vibration of their marketing is that it's like, I don't believe in this offer. I don't believe in this amount. I don't believe that people want it. It's like so vibrationally encoded. And so of course the marketplace responds that way. So we're playing a little bit of Goldilocks right now. And what doesn't work in pricing, right? When you undercharge, why it doesn't work. And when you overcharge, why it doesn't work. And let me be clear, undercharging and overcharging are terms that I'm using here, but there's no objective undercharge and overcharge. Like it's all just your, like the way that you are framing it within your mind. Like there's jewelry stores that sell necklaces for $2.99. And there are jewelry stores that sell necklaces for $2.9 million. There are coaches who charge $40 per session. And there are coaches who charge $400,000 for a 3-month package. There are photographers that sell a session for $100 and photographers that sell sessions for $100,000. And like undercharge and overcharge, it's all just what's in your mind. Like for me, actually, I love what an undercharge, I like undercharging, right? Like the Accelerator for what is offered is so valuable. It's like insane how reasonably priced it is. My mastermind it's like insane what an undercharge it is. It's like all of the demand work of the last mastermind, all of the pleasure work, and then all of the systems and processes in the back end. It's like three different chunks of work, all for that price. It's like insane. But for me, having the thought like, oh my gosh, it's such an undercharge, that feels good to me. I'm not sitting around saying like, oh, I'm so resentful because it's like so cheap and people don't pay me enough. I'm like, I love that my stuff is so valuable that it's such an insane undercharge. So I just want you guys to see undercharge and overcharge. There's no like objective. It's literally just the framing in your mind and how it vibrationally feels in your body. Okay. And so the next question you might be wondering is, how do I determine what I'm an energetic match for? Like, what are we even talking about? Like, what's on the other end of that vibrational string? So there is you on one side and there are clients on the other side. And the bridge between them is your offer at the price you offer it. When I first started, I had a brand that attracted clients for $100 one-off sessions. We were an energetic match at that point. I think I remember it was like my first time signing a client. I had a package and the moment they were like, can we just do like one session at a time? I was like, yes. I was not yet an energetic match to being the pricing that I had wanted to be charging. Okay. But then I realized that the energy I was tethering to that had me undercharging within myself, that was all just conditioned patterning. So I started to dissolve those patterns. This is all the work we're doing in the accelerator. And as I started to dissolve my rejection wound and my fear of people saying no, and my fear of people saying something on a sales call that would trigger me, I cleared those patterns from my inner being and I became a new brand. Remember, you do not rise to the level of your goals, your desires. You do not rise to the level of your potential. You rise to the level of your current constraints, which will be a mindset block, right? An energetic block, a nervous system capacity block. You will rise to that constraint, and then you will have to solve for that constraint within yourself in order to continue fulfilling your potential. Okay. And then as you work on those constraints, you step into a new brand, a new identity. And for me, that meant I became someone that could sell packages for $3,000 and then $4,500 and then $6,000. And then I had a new set of pattern programming and insecurities to dissolve. I remember, I think like that $3,000 to $6,000, that was like a pretty easy peasy. Like I didn't have to become someone new. But then when it was time for me, I was like, I feel like I know that the value, my clients are getting insane results. I'm ready to go to 10K for a package. Then I had to come up against a whole new set of patterns to dissolve in order to become the person for my soul to continue ascending to what I knew my potential was, to where my desire was. All of the, what are you, too big for your britches now? And then I knew that I wanted to be someone that was creating my own intellectual property. And then all of the blocks around, like, who do you think you are to be doing that? Right. And then being more visible in the world. It's like, it's what takes so many people out is their unwillingness to continue to be more and more visible in the world. And then when I cleared those patterns from my inner being, I became once again, a new brand, rebrands at every single pricing level. And then I sold one-on-one packages for 10,000 and then 18,000 and then 20,000 each time, clearing more and more patterns from myself and attuning to the clients who are an energetic match to that offer. And then as the soul fam started to grow, it was time to have group offers, which brought me up against more programmed patterns. I had a deep thing around how I believed, because I always felt alone growing up. I always felt like the weirdo. There was a joke, I think it was the first mastermind I ever ran. Someone joked and called us the bridge people. I tend to attract people that like feel a little bit like lone wolves. And I really think it's like, gosh, what is the saying? It's like, if you feel like you don't fit in the world, it's because you're here to build a new one. Like that, those are the people I attract. Those people that felt like something was never quite off. They never felt like they quite fit into the boxes that society had offered to them. And then their work is breaking out of those. And we are building the new paradigm, brick by brick, stone by stone. And so then for me to be able to become the leader of that group, I had had to get over my shit about how I'm a lone wolf and I do things alone and I don't fit in. And I'm like, oh, wait, no, no, no. I have felt very alone. But when I come out and I say like all of the things that I believe true, do you know what happens is so many people, they raise their hand and they're like, me too. Hey, me too. I believe that too. That's the world I want to create too. That's the philosophy I want to believe in too. And they came with me. But in order for me to rise to that level of leadership, I had to clear a lot of old programmed patterns from within me. And the other thing I want to say is that as you're rising, you will outgrow some of your clients. That doesn't make you bad. That doesn't make them bad. I end up having to coach a lot. You want to allow yourself clean grief. It is sad. And I want you to allow yourself to feel sad if you're outgrowing where some of your clients are growing, but then you want to leave yourself open to, if they want to rise to the level that you're going to, you want to give them the opportunity to rise with you. Okay. I have a mentor that says like, I didn't leave anybody behind. They just chose not to come. Right. So as you're rising, you want to leave open space, leave invitations for current clients to rise with you. But understand if you're outgrowing them, you of course cry, of course feel sad, right? But I see a lot of people too, they actually stunt their own growth. They stunt their own soul ascension because their human brain is tethered to staying back where they are because they're afraid to quote unquote leave anybody behind. As you grow, you will become an energetic match to different bands of energy. And some of your clients might not have shifted into that different band of energy. Of course, some of them can make a decision real fast, right? And they're like, oh, I can like feel it flood in me and I'm coming with you. But I want you to think, the last thing I want to say about this is the energetic match means it feels aligned on your end. And then also that you believe there is a match on the other end of that pricing. Like you feel that there are lots of potential clients that are highly desiring to buy that offer at that price. Because that's another thing. If you feel one, you need to like leave the door open for your current clients to rise with you. Okay. Then the other thing is, if you don't believe that there's lots of clients at that higher energetic level, of course you're not going to go. It's like, why would I go there if I think that there's no clients there to meet me? Because this is a place I see a lot of you get stuck, is that you believe in the value of your offer and your services, but you just don't believe that there are people out there that value what you're selling and want to pay for it. And a lot of you are in this place and you're not even consciously aware of it. Like you feel proud of yourself for showing up in marketing and believing in yourself. But month after month after month, you're marketing from the space of, I'm proud of myself for doing this no matter what happens. Which is a thought that's actually just covering up a bad feeling that people don't want what you have and people don't want to pay you for what you have, right? And so because you have that negative subconscious belief, you try to make yourself feel better with like, I'm proud of myself for showing up no matter what. But you just want to look at like what's under, I'm proud of myself for showing up no matter what. I think there's a place where that's helpful, but if it's only there because it's covering up like a deeper belief that there aren't people there that want it, you've got to dissolve that before you can become an energetic match for people actually coming in the door. Or if you have a belief that money is scarce and that you selling your services is taking from your clients, you won't feel good making money. You'll constantly undercharge because you have a fundamental thought error about money, which is that there isn't enough, that it's scarce. And that if you receive money, that's you taking from someone else. When if you look at the reality of the world, there's two different things here. One, we are awash in money. Then from that scarce place though, you'll attract scarce clients who will hem and haw over a $100 session and aren't sure. And bonus points. This is the thing I see is they'll ask for refunds and accuse you of taking their money only because they're there to like give you the chance to transcend that pattern. But if you don't see it as like, oh my gosh, this is like a pattern and this person is here, this person is a gift for me to transcend this limiting belief. If that's not your position, when that comes, you will collapse into your pattern and you'll believe it and you'll totally freak out. Okay. I don't suggest taking that path. I suggest transcending the pattern because there's no lack of money. Also, you taking money from people, it's like so fascinating to me when like you have marketing and sales, and then people like come to a sales call and they're like, yes, I'd like to buy that. And then you're like, oh, I want to take their money. The person is like very consensually saying like, please, yes, this sounds great. I would like to pay for this. Right. So if that's your shit that's coming up around feeling like you're taking money, you want to clear that. You having that running around will really be a block to you being an energetic match to lots of clients desiring to pay you lots of money. Again, no lack of money. Our economy literally prints it out of thin air. If you're in America, our currency is not even backed by gold anymore, which is funny because I feel like that was such a big deal when like our currency used to be backed by gold. And then it was such a big deal when we like went off of having gold-backed currency. But really, us even saying that gold was valuable, also just an imaginary human construct. Before that, back in ancient times, it was salt. Now I just want you to think about how when you go to buy salt at the grocery store, how cheap that is. Back in ancient times, that was worth like gold is today, right? It's all just totally imaginary human constructs that we just agree upon in a society. And so what you see is actually, because what we do now is we just print and print and print and print and print and print and print money. You've noticed a little inflation. It's because the economy's gotten a little overzealous and just printing so much money. And so you see wonky things happening with inflation. But all of it is just imaginary. It's a made-up thing. And have certain groups of people been brainwashed and programmed to believe certain things about their group of people and money? 100%. But the entire construct of money is imaginary in the first place, as well as our conditioned belief systems about money. All completely optional, completely imaginary concepts that are just totally operating for so many people as like when people think about money, it's like shame and guilt and fear and stress. When they think about their relationship, that would be interesting for you to think about right now. When you think about money and creating money, receiving money, or just like growing up, like what was your relationship? Just start to tune into the vibration of when you think about money, what are all the feelings that come up? So the entire construct of money, it's imaginary. All of our conditioned beliefs about money, also imaginary, just shit swirling around in our head. It's not true. And the entire economic system is just held up by our collective beliefs about money. Seriously, let that sink in. There is no objective truth about money. We've even seen this in America when we get different chairs of the Federal Reserve. They have different beliefs and philosophies around money. And then they put in place policies that impact an entire nation. And then because America is such a massive player, the entire world, based on their individual beliefs. It's why economics nerds double click into the Greenspan era or the Bernanke era, because they can trace back the impact of our economy on who is leading the reserve. If people are just running whatever beliefs are passed down from the powers that be in the reserve, then they're just going to say, yep. And then that will create a certain impact on the country because people aren't being conscious and stepping outside of what people have told them to believe about money and wondering if that serves them. But in your life, in your business, you get to be the chair of your own financial reserves. So when you look at your pricing, ask yourself, why did I price my offer this way? Did I price this from my programmed patterns? From fear or insecurity, from people pleasing or egoic pride? Or did I price this from deep desire, from the value of what the client would receive, at the amount that feels aligned with that deepest part of me and is an energetic match to the level of clients I want to be attracting and working with? Now, here's the thing. You might know the amount that you have high desire around, but you also have to be honest with yourself about the amount of patterning that you're operating in from day to day. This is a huge mistake I see a lot of people make. They can tune into their desire of what they want to be making, but their truth is that 90% of their day to day, They're just operating from patterns, from past programming patterns. So they make a decision on their price from soulful desire, but then 90% of their time, they're operating in their day-to-day life and running their business from past programming. So that's not an energetic match. So the work is clearing, right? So then maybe, okay, maybe just day-to-day, I'm just in 70% operating from old patterns, and then 50% old patterns, and then 30% in old patterns. And then once you get to 30%, just being old belief patterns and old, you know, rejection wounds starting to get dissolved, all that kind of stuff, then what you, if you're then at 30% operating from there, then you're into 70% of conscious programmed beliefs that you have installed into your brain on purpose. 70% in soulful desire, and on and on and on, until you've shifted the balance of the scale and you're a full energetic match for your pricing. We do not rise to the level of our goals or desires. We do not rise to the level of our potential. We only rise to the level of our current constraints. Again, constraints are a mindset block. Constraints can be an energetic block. Constraints can be a certain window of tolerance in the capacity of your nervous system. You will not transcend those constraints until you solve for them. This is why you see so many people get stuck in being at the same pricing level, at the same income level, year after year after year. They are not doing the inner work, the inner energetic work to transcend those patterns. So you will know you're an energetic match for your pricing when people are consistently buying from you. And then with a lot of my masterminders, we are then working on brand elevation. Because once you have people just coming in out of the sky, and especially so many of my masterminders, they come dropping in and there's no objections, right? Once you are, you're such a high vibrational energetic match, people are dropping in with no objections or surprised because they were expecting to pay $10,000 and you're only $6,000, or they were expecting to pay $18,000 and you're only $10,000, right? Like, they're coming to calls. And it's so clear that you're now an energetic match for a different level. And at that point, then we get to look at, do you want to double your rates? Do you want to make a more scalable offer if you're going in one-on-one? Some of you, you might just decide, I love doing like work directly with clients. And I want to go from, you know, selling for 5K to 5 years from now and up to be selling like 100K packages. Totally. Some of you feel called to work. You want to lead a community. And then you'll look at, okay, who do I have to become? What is my rebrand that's wanting to come through me so that I can become a leader of a community? And because I know how this soul fam rolls, I know once you're solidly an energetic match on rolling in all the clients and the money, your soul's going to say, yes, thank you. More, please. What further patterns can I clear from within my inner being? How can I deepen into my deepest desires? What else do I want? And then we go again. We elevate again. We look at what is the next level you want to rise to. And we look at what needs to be amplified within you to create that, and what patterns need to be dissolved from within you to create that. Your current brand is an energetic match for a certain price. What is it? The price, this is how you know, like, what you're currently an energetic match for. The price that you could get on a sales call, and the moment someone has a potential objection on pricing, you would like to scrunch up your nose and be like genuinely confused, because you know the value of your own work and you can stand by it at that level. Now, again, it's like a lot of you have to look at what are you aligning to? Because what your energetic match is, if you're energetically aligning to your fear and your insecurity and your doubt, it's like, well, let's just untether from that and let's hook into something deeper and more conscious, and you can clear it up really fast. Now ask, what is the price you desire to bring in clients at? Tune into the yearning inside of yourself. The bigness you feel within you, and when you look at going to a higher level of pricing, what that expands you to in terms of the vibration of the client and who that is an energetic match for. That bigger, deeper part of you, and then attune to that bigger, deeper part of the person who is an energetic match for that amount? And then what rebrand is wanting to work through you to become an energetic match to clients at that level? I can coach very, very deeply on money and identity and brand and pricing because this isn't some far away fairy tale for me. Those $100 one-off sessions were just a few years ago. I know exactly what it feels like to be there. And if something feels off in your pricing, like if you aren't making the amount of money you want to make, or you're not feeling the way you want to feel while you're creating it, then something is off in your energetics around money. And we are going to dive deep into all of this inside of the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. We will be running the Energetics of Money mini course inside of the Accelerator from October 18th to November 8th, coaching on what your current brand is an energetic match for, and what rebrand will be required to become an energetic match for where you feel your genuine soul desires to be. You can come in and raise your hand for coaching on your exact thing. I will be leading you all through a very specific curriculum on this, and we will have time for coaching every single week. Your energetic alignment to your pricing will be completely different by the end of our time, and you will feel so deliciously congruent and aligned with the pricing you want to be charging, and that alignment will be an energetic match to the most delicious clients. This work is going to knock your socks off. Now, I want to clarify again, because this was confusing last time when we did the main character energy reboot. For the new people, I know we are having so many new people joining us every week here on the podcast. So the Brand Alchemy Accelerator is a lifetime access program. So when you join us in this upcoming launch, you will have the entire process in the portal waiting for you, along with months and months and months. I think if you're listening in real time, there will be 9 months of live coaching calls, including weekly somatic and energetic practices and the mindset work needed to apply the teachings. And then the Energetics of Money mini course, we are going to be running inside of that. So if you're listening in real time, you definitely want to join us now when doors open next week. So we're open October 10th through the 14th. And don't stress out if you're listening to this later. Okay, don't fret, because you will be able to find that. You can join us the next time our doors are open, and you can go to www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com/course to see when we open next if you're listening to this later. And hello, future, if you're listening to this later. And then once you come in, the Energetics of Money mini course will be inside the bonus section within the accelerator. But if you are listening now, join us now. Come get coached on your exact stuff now. Be completely different in every cell of your being within a month. I know so many of you, here's the other thing. I know so many of you have coming into pleasure and precision on your goals list or your vision board for this coming year. And the Brand Alchemy Accelerator is the place that I have designed and curated specifically to prep you guys and your business to grow to the level where joining the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind is such a juicy and obvious next step for your evolution and your business's growth. So let's get you in energetic alignment with your pricing so you can sign all the clients and have a bank account full of money you can feel really delicious and proud of. Doors to the Brand Alchemy Accelerator open next week from October 10th to the 14th. This is the last time you'll be able to join us this year. So you definitely want to get in there, and you can head to, again, that's www.katherinemorsoncoaching.com/course to get your name on the wait list. I can't wait to welcome you all inside. If you are loving what you are learning on the podcast and you're ready to cultivate and radiate your unique frequency out into the marketplace so that your audience stops the scroll, sees you, and drops in to buy, your next step is joining us in the Brand Alchemy Accelerator. Once you're energetically unbound, we take the work deeper as you prepare for the solopreneur to entrepreneur transition in the Pleasure and Precision Mastermind, more deeply cultivating your energy and then learning to powerfully harness and direct it on the front end through the precision of your marketing and selling, and on the back end through setting up a business that feels like it's holding you instead of you feeling like it's one more thing you have to take care of.
head to www.catherinemorsoncoaching.com to learn more.